Ian Godfrey as Barbecue Bubbly Lewis.
Tony, those introductions are unparalleled in the history of radio or television.
You're so right, Bob.
Oh, dear. We are here for Frigidaire. It's Frigidaire tissue time. I don't know. What are we selling today on Frigidaire, Tony?
Automatic washers, Bob.
Automatic washers?
Yes, all porcelain on the outside and the inside, too.
I know that. I just asked, you know, what the product was.
I know. You want me to carry out the complete thought, don't you? So you just plug it in, start it, and then away we go.
I know that.
Yes.
I just want to know.
That's hydromatic, too.
What?
Yes, and self-oiling.
That's what I like.
Yes.
I like a machine that can be self-oiled. Yes. I like that. You don't have to, but that happens in the Frigidaires, too, you know.
Absolutely.
And I mean in the refrigerators.
Naturally.
Sure.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, some of the boys in the band have been following that practice themselves lately. Almost each one of them is self-oiled. Very well. So we're here for Frigidaire automatic washers, of which there is no finer, nowhere, no how. And we have three very charming young ladies who are going to come up and sing for you now. The McGuire sisters.
Hi.
Good morning. You knew what kind of dresses to wear today.
Well, I don't know if we did or not. We walked in this morning. A couple of people said, aren't those the same dresses you had on yesterday? And,
are
said,
they?
No.
Are you sure?
No, they're similar, but it isn't the same dress.
They must not have this.
No.
I don't think it's very nice for people to have to say or go around saying the McGuires are wearing the same dress every day.
You said it one time.
I don't think it's very nice.
You said it one time.
I did? Well, you're probably wearing the same dress.
We were.
How do you do it? These kids on this show, I think it's the best dressed group of ladies on television today, and I... All of you, Jan and you kids and Marion and the McGuires, you all always look so nice, you know? That's real good. I had an embarrassing experience last night.
What was talking about,
you know, how gals dressed and everything. As I told you, we went to the Robe, and afterwards we went over to get something to eat and at the restaurant. We were seated next to two gentlemen, and they recognized me from the show. And they introduced them. They're very nice fellows from North Carolina, as a matter of fact. They introduced themselves. We were chatting and got around to what they did, you know. And they were gentlemen who were in ladies' hosiery. I don't mean they were wearing it. That's their job. They manufactured ladies' hosiery. And they were saying how wrong it is for any girl to go without stockings, you know, and how bad it is for your shoes and feet and everything else. And I'm ashamed to admit it. My date started to giggle. And these guys were really, you know, they were saying how wrong it is for any girl to go without stockings. She had no stockings on, right? Oh, dear. It would have been all right if she wasn't wearing shoes either, though. No, that's not true. But it was very, it was awfully funny at the moment. So what are you going to sing?
Row, row, row.
Row, row, row. Way up the river we will row, row, row. Come on.
Ooh, young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little beau, and all the girlies he would take for a flow. He had girlies on the shore, sweet little peaches by the score. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know. His daddy girl was slow, and every Sunday afternoon she'd jump in his boat and they would.
Boy, those old ones are good ones, aren't they? Huh? I love those old ones. Yeah, all right, I got one here. Come on, so I just mentioned. Let's do it. Come on. I love these old ones. They're the best thing that ever happened to music. Where would we have been in music if we hadn't had any old music?
Good point.
My dear old friend, when you start to... Yeah, let's do it.
Gee, but I'm lonesome, lonesome and blue. I found out something I never knew. I know now what it means to be sad. I lost the best gal that I ever had. She only left yesterday. Somebody stole her away. Somebody stole my gal. Somebody stole my pal. Somebody came and took her away. She didn't even say she was leaving. The kisses I love so. He's getting now, I know. And she, I know that she would come to me if she could see a lonesome heart and a broken pal. Somebody stole my gal. Angels, they say, are only above. I know that's wrong, but my old love sure is an angel. Take it from me, she's only angel. I wanna see now. Maybe she'll come back someday. All I can do now is pray.
Somebody stole his
town. Someone came, stole away now.
Somebody stole his town.
All I can do is pray now. Somebody came and took her away. She didn't even tell me she was leaving. The kisses I love so. He's getting now, I know. And she, I know that she would come to me if she could see the broken heart and the soul. Somebody stole my, I'm off the lone line. Somebody stole my good girl.
Thank you. That explains why somebody called me last week after I sang and said, Bob, how do you get away with it? Oh, I'm going to tell you, as I say, how much time we... Oh, yeah, we got that. Those people, even the youngsters today are starting to sing like the old-timers sang. You got to with the new mediums and everything else. People want to hear you, you know, belt it out. Of course, my favorite of all time is a... Well, Jolie in the male department and in the female department, the most wonderful lady in show business today, Miss Sophie Tucker. This darling thing is celebrating 50 years in the business this year. 50 years of entertaining the American public and the, as a matter of fact, the people all over the world. I'd like to say, you know, happy 50 and another big fat 50 to you, too. Tony, come over here. Leave us, see if we can't sell a couple of these beautiful Frigidaire automatic washers.
Why, certainly, Bob. What's on your mind?
Not a blessed thing, actually.
Well, I'm
ready. This is not only, you know, I don't know if we ever talk about it, but that's a pretty darn attractive unit, you know?
Of course it is. It's smooth, no seams. It's a simple line. Any stains or drippings here, just wiped off with a damp cloth. And this is impervious to any acid, you know.
It's what?
I say it's impervious to any acid. Right. It's lifetime porcelain.
Anyone knows that it's impervious. I mean...
Of course.
Tell a little bit about that live water action in
there. Oh, you know, we have a little film around there somewhere if they'll show it.
Well, that'd be nice for the people with the radios there.
Of
that'd
course.
Be lovely.
They can't see if we can talk about it. And it's all there in the script.
Well, then I'll see what it says.
Right in here.
It says, with live water washing action, clothes are always in water, never half in, half out. Hot water and suds surge through every piece of wash, forcing dirt out of every fiber. Dirt just doesn't stand a chance against live water action. Even while clothes are washing, Frigidaire's continuous float-over rinsing goes into action. Lifts up all the dirt that's trapped in suds and floats it away.
Flautist away.
Oh, you're so right.
I'd love to flaut away a couple of suds myself.
Dirty water never drains back through flow. Wouldn't that be a horrible thought? I guess there is some on the market that happens with, but in our case, it would never happen. The float-over rinsing will not let the dirty water go back to those clean, delightful clothes. What's rapid dry spin?
You don't know what rapid dry spin is?
How can I ever make up for this? No, I
don't. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Bob.
I am, and I'll go hang my head in
the... That's right. Only Frigidaire has rapid dry spin.
No!
And no other water can make that statement. I want you to know that in addition to the float-over action, we have the rapid dry spin.
E-gad.
Yes. We have the E-gad tube, but that's the deluxe model. And you can have it in the color you like. But of course, you have to send to Robert Pudewitz for the E-gad model. It's a very rare...
Hurting me. It hurts to laugh.
But in all seriousness, if I may...
Why do people always say that after they've said something that's very unfunny?
You've got to get out of it.
I've done it myself. You know, somebody will say something they think is terribly funny, and then they say, but seriously. The whole thing has been so serious. However, you all know the reputation of General Motors. You know what the name means. You know the reputation behind it. Let me tell you this. Frigidaire is a part of General Motors, just as they have made the Frigidaire people... Some of the greatest refrigerators on the market. This, in its class, is the finest. You got to just take a look at it. What we suggest you do is go to the dealers, say hello to him. He's a nice guy. He just stands there all day waiting for you. Go in and say hello. Take a look at this thing, and believe me, I think you'll sell yourself on it. What are you doing?
I'm just looking at the people out there.
Oh, you're demonstrating?
Yes, I'm putting a little impetus to your remark.
So that's not a bad idea. All right, go.
Go to your Frigidaire. Dealers, today.
You're overdoing it. We'll be back in 30 seconds. This is CBS Radio Network.
And this is KOOK in Billings. Whatever your needs in hardware for the home, the place to shop is Grand Hardware, where you'll always find a complete line to serve you. And remember that Grand Hardware handles the famous Hamilton clothes dryer, the finest on the market. With a Hamilton, you don't worry about the weather because you have clothes dried any time you wish. The Hamilton Sunny Day Lamp dries clothes and leaves them soft and fresh, just as though Mother Nature had dried them. See the Hamilton Dryer and the complete line of household and hardware needs at Grand Hardware, 1235 Grand Avenue, where they give S&H trading stamps.
It's Arthur Godfrey time.
Are you the one woman in three who suffers with dry hair? Then listen. You need Tame, the fabulous new invisible hairdressing that rinses on. Tame actually conditions every strand of hair, softens dry, brittle hair, leaves it silky smooth, easy to manage. Get Tame Invisible Hairdressing today.
Toby brings you the most complete selection of permanents for every type of hair, every style of wave, and one that's natural for you. And of course, Toby brings you Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. And here sitting in for Arthur, the guy with the natural look Godfrey, is Robert Curly Hugh Lewis.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And here for Tony is the young man with a thrilling voice, Mr. Frank Parker. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you. You still look like an advertising executive.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. You got that. You know, if I saw you in the street,
yeah,
I would say to myself, there is an advertising executive.
What would I be selling?
You know, the little things that they have that jump up and down on the string. You asked for that one.
Very
sedate and dignified. And
yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Not at all. Now tell me how I look.
Well, you said you weren't feeling well, huh? I mean, you had a cold. Have you been sick lately? You look a little peaked. I don't know. You don't feel well, do you, Bob?
Well, I did when I came in. As a matter of fact,
you look fine.
You're what I call
fine looking boy.
A fine broth.
Fine broth of a boy.
Indeed.
Nice to be young, isn't it?
Oh, kid, I'm near you. I got...
Brother, you're not in the same league. You're just a boy.
Well,
bless you.
You're getting there. Sometimes I feel like we were both batting the same. I guess.
you'll be all right. Don't ever worry about it.
You think I'll make it to 50?
Yeah. I want to tell you something about making it to 50. You know, that's quite a thing. A lot of people don't. And it's... when you reach our place, that's quite an achievement.
What do you do to do it?
Well, you have to fly right and live right and watch yourself. That bunch of old fogies laughing, you know, you think they were kids.
They'll never make it.
What do you mean, fly right?
I don't. Well, you have to watch yourself, see, at all times. Well, of course, this is a very general statement, but you have to be careful.
Well, look, Doctor, the other day I
Oh, no, Bob, you know what it is? You just gotta be lucky.
Well, you know something?
Gotta be lucky.
You know something? You are the finest looking broth of a 50-year-old I have ever seen.
And probably. Hey.
And I hope. You know, the boss looks pretty good, too.
Yeah, I'd like to add very lucky. I think I'm probably the luckiest guy in this business. Yes, I am.
Well, God bless you for thinking that way, Frank. Now, let's have a song from you. What would you like
to
do?
As time goes by.
This is a beauty. Whatever made you pick that one this morning?
This day and age we're living in give cause for apprehension. With speed and new inventions and things like third dimension, yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth, at times relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is still a sigh. A fundamental thing applies as time goes by. And when two lovers move, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man. For love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love as time goes on.
Boy, you sang the heck out of that one, boy. Wonderful. Wow. The songs he had listened to this morning? Did you all hear that? The two songs he had for today? As time goes by, the thrill is gone.
Oh, dear. You know, talking about the way people look, I am constantly amazed by my friends, people that I meet, by my friends. People I know are well into their 50s, and I'm particularly thinking of gals who are well into their 50s and who look no more than very late 30s or early 40s. This is quite an accomplishment. And boy, what they have done for you folks today, what the various people have done, especially what the Tony people have done. I guess hair just is the thing that can do so much to make you really look your best. And I look around here today. Now, I don't know, honestly and truly, how many of you gals have a Tony permanent. But I don't see one head of hair in here today that doesn't look like it belongs to you. Well, now, wait a minute. I don't... There's a horrible thought. What I mean is that your hair matches your personality in the way you're dressed. And I'll never get out of that one. And it looks lovely. But may I suggest to those of you who maybe have a problem with your hair that you investigate the new Tony Trio. We got something here that's pretty wonderful. We got all three kinds. You can choose the type of permanent they have designed just for your particular kind of hair. For example, let us say that you have average hair. You're one of the gals with average hair. Well, you need Tony's special attention, even though it's average, regular hair. If you want more than just an average-looking permanent, you want the permanent that avoids extremes, you're going to get yourself a custom-made...
Tony.
Oh, Tony.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob.
Oh, Tony, you've hurt me.
I know.
You've let me down.
I'm terribly sorry, old man. I was cogitating about something else at the moment. I was thinking of woman's crowning glory, the long tresses that are so beautifully waved as the breeze blows in the afternoon.
Standing down upon her, the clouds go by and the sky is blue, and she walks along the shore. And there's a little wave running up upon that beautiful, beautiful side of the earth. And there she is standing there, and I look upon her, and I say, my dear girl, I've waited all this time, and I know you're wearing a Tony.
I was sure he was going to say, I know you're wearing your hair. What I was trying to get to, dear boy...
Yes,
was that if the ladies have average hair, they need a permanent design for just that
type of hair. Well, naturally, use a regular Tony. Why didn't you say so? It's very simple. It's I know that as well as anybody else, and they all know it.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't...
Why repeat yourself?
I didn't think of it.
Well, that's all right, then.
But let's suppose, just for the sake of argument... You're out of your mind. Let us say, just for the sake of argument, that one of the gals has stubborn, hard-to-wave hair, really difficult hair, and she wants a softer, deeper wave that's really in to stay. What will she look for, Tony? What?
Boy, in that particular case, may I suggest that she look for Super Tony?
All right, if she's still able to hear what we're saying. Let us suggest, then, that her hair is easy to wave, bleached, tinted. Oh, you bleached and tinted ones. Or has some natural curl. What will she want to pamper it with?
Very gentle, Tony.
Would you be my John Alden sometime? Boy, that voice. Well, anyway, let's face it. This is a pretty great thing that Tony people have done for you. It's one of the best-loved products in the world today are Tony Home Permanents. Choose the one that's right for you. It is landline. Show those pictures, if you will, for the people with the television. Mrs. Catherine Green of Brooklyn. It's a before and after kind of a picture, and you can see what an amazing job Tony did for Mrs. Catherine Green. Well, how about you? If you want to have hair that's beautiful, what you got to do is get yourself a Tony. Choose the one that's right for you. Oh, incidentally, there are two more Tony products that I would like to briefly mention, because not only are they sort of wonderful in idea, but they're awful important to you. A lot of you gals, let's face it, have gray, partly gray or white hair. You have a problem with it. How are you going to keep it looking its very best? Tony came up with the answer to the newest member of the Tony family. It's called Silver Curl by Tony. Silver Curl by Tony, and that is really something. Now, suppose you got a little daughter, age, what? Tony, what age would a Tonette be for?
Well, I would say from the age of 2 to 12.
Bob. 2 to 12?
Yeah.
Well, now, suppose you have a little doll in that age. You want her to look her best, too. You know, maybe she's going to dancing school or... You know, these days, girls at 12 go out on dates. I got news for you.
Not in my family.
Oh, not in your family?
Oh, I should say not, Bob.
Oh, I understand you very well. Oh. Anyway, you wanted to look her best, Tonette. Tonette, T-O-N-E-T-T-E. And look at these pictures Mrs. Lehrer of East Meadow, New York, sent in of her little Susan Lehrer before her Tonette and after. What a difference, huh? Tonette, for your little darling, Silver Curl, for you older darlings, and the new Tony Trio, for whoever's left over. Who's left over? Frank, I was hoping we'd be able to get the thrillers gone, but the time has gone, more or less.
Time
has gone. Do we have time for one chorus if the thrill has gone? Huh? Archie? Wouldn't have time, huh? Well, all right. Then I'll read the news. Very important piece of news today. Today, we'll get it on the next quarter hour. Don't worry about it. It'll be in. I wouldn't let you have the... I wouldn't permit you not to get a thrill is gone. Today is the 25th anniversary of sex appeal, I am told. I don't know. It's in the papers. You read these things. It says sex appeal first came into being 25 years ago in 1928 with Clara Bow. Oh. Remember Clara Bow?
Well, do I recall.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the Peerless Theater in Brooklyn.
The Peerless Theater in Brooklyn? What? Movies?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. On Myrtle Avenue between... It was Myrtle Avenue. Still is, as a matter of fact.
Yes. And always will be.
That's right.
Unless the new administration...
What was on Myrtle Avenue?
On Myrtle Avenue was a Peerless Theater starring Clara Bow, and this has done it for the Tony people. Really? We'll be back in 30 seconds on the CBS Radio Network.
And this is KOOK in Billings. You don't need $1 million to enjoy a taste of luxury. You can find it in a box of Russell Stover candies from the Bennett Drug Stores in Billings. So treat yourself as well as your friends to these superbly fresh and delicious chocolates and home-fashioned favorites. Priced at only $1.25 a pound, Russell Stover candies are exclusive at the Bennett Drug Stores in Billings. Be sure to visit Bennett's 29th Street store balcony for toys, gifts, and novelties. The Bennett Drug Stores in the Treasure State Building and the Northern Hotel.
It's Arthur Godfrey time.
Lighter pancakes are here. Yes, Pillsbury heard you when you said you wanted lighter pancakes. So beautifully tender and delicious, but above all, lighter. So stack them up, those light, light Pillsbury pancakes. Plain or buckwheat. It's Pillsbury for lighter pancakes.
Pillsbury. Makers of Pillsbury Pancake Mix and Pillsbury's Best Flour present Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. And here sitting in for Arthur, the old sack with the four kisses Godfrey, is Robin Hughes in the bag, Lewis.
Thank you, Johnny. Now the anxious moment a waiting world has been awaiting.
Anxiously.
Oh, dear old friend, ye. Every once in a while gives us a great deal of pleasure. Bring back great old memory and song, ye. Never forget Clara Bow singing this at the Peerless Theater. On Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn. Frank Parker will now sing The Thrill Is Gone. Sure, I want to get it on. I mean, they're going to disappoint people.
Feel your
cannot touch and realize the thrill is gone. The nights are cold, our love is old. Love was grand, but love was new. Birds were singing, skies were blue. Now I don't appeal to you. The thrill.
See what you mean. That's great. What a poncho. I don't wonder. No, what? Julie gets the younger ones. He gets the, you know, the... I don't get it. The other night, I had, like, the other night, terrible experience. A friend of mine made a date with me, with a very pretty, very attractive girl. It was a blind date, you know. I'd never seen her, and she'd heard about me, I guess. I wanted to make an impression. I brought her a bottle of perfume. I picked the one I thought would be, you know, apropos. Brought her a bottle of My Sin. And, I must tell you something. What a difference.